The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday. Yeah, that's the one before Tuesday and the one after Sunday. And it's usually occupied by, what's that guy's name? McDonald's Corporation? No, Ron McDonald.
Hey, how you doing? You sound pretty good today, John. What's going on?
Caffeine and five-hour energy. you know, if you've got to get up on the air and you've been doing it for 25 years.
I often wonder how you would handle it, having the flu and still being on the air. Jeez.
Well,
have you done that? Or
More heartache than anything else, but that's okay. That's a human condition that'll never change.
Right.
We're always heartbroken about something because we're kind of, we're emotionally based creatures, you know, and you know, the world, it's funny you should mention that. Have you ever seen a program, I think it's on Nat Geo. Now, not saying I love Nat Geo or hate Nat Geo, but they have been putting out more propaganda than you know, real factual stuff. But have you ever seen a show that aired called Caught in the Act?
Yeah, I believe I have.
Whoa. I mean, generally, it's programs that are filmed in Africa and places like that and wildlife on preserves. And tour guides and people that visit there. And, well, they all got their little camera phones and video phones going, and they have been capturing all kinds of stuff. And, you know, this is, you know, as much as we'd like to think of ourselves as being civilized, and I use that term lightly, you know, scratch the veneer of a supposed civilized man, and you get down to the Cro-Magnon in a real big hurry. but in the animal kingdom, you know, it's the way their DNA is. It's the way their genome is constructed. It's the way that they have survived. And I just saw one about a pride of lions. And it was, ironically, one male lion was called Mr. T and the other one Kinky Tail. Now, these were evidently brothers, and well, they had a pride of lions, and what they do is their territorial deal, you know? This is what they do. And, well, there were five male lions that wanted to take over, and the only way that they can take over, it isn't like, meow, scratch, scratch, and then the other ones are gone. No, it's a fight to the death. And what I saw was revulsive, but it was also natural. And for us to stomach something, we kind of have a tendency to put it in terms that, well, that we can logically consider and think about. And, you know, but watching an old male lion get ripped apart and even eaten alive, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they show. And they tell you, hey, this is graphic, you know, warning, This is graphic stuff. You watched Kinky Tail and Mr. T get eaten alive.
Jeez.
And it's, you know, objectively, we cannot. How in God's green earth do you look at the human being on this planet, the predominant species? How do you objectively critique yourself? You know,
well, that's an impossibility right there.
Well, and so we invent stuff like psychiatry and psychology. You know, Sigmund Freud had this big deal that he was in love with his mummy. You know, I mean, the FBI was created by a poofta. He had a boyfriend. You know, I mean, there are things, you know, yes, that follow natural law, and then there's things that don't. And what I object to, I had a caller for the second day on Friday called in, and he wanted to start quoting Bible scripture. And I told him, I said, I don't do that. I am not a preacher. I'm not an ordained minister. My personal belief and my relationship with that, with created all, is my business. It's not a recruiting tool. I've seen more feds, undercover agents, go into groups with a Bible in their hand than I've seen anybody else. You know, oh, you slather on enough Jesus on this and it'll mask the smell test. Well, during the 90s, I saw more feds, Bible-carrying feds, infiltrating militia groups than I've ever seen in my entire life. But, you know, this is the thing. You know, you've got Hinduism, and you got Buddhism, and you got Catholicism, and then you got the distilled or overall Christian, and then you got Islam, and then you got Judaism, and then you got this ism and that ism. And you start talking about one, and you're going to set somebody else off. You know, as much as I don't like the Mormon religion, I don't say a whole lot about it. If I do, that's probably the one that I'll bang the hardest. You know, but I don't even like to get into that. So there's a lot of people that listen to this network and specifically this show that what I would call the old Christian, okay? And I don't want to upset them, and I don't want to upset the atheists, and I don't want to upset the agnostic. You know, it was said that there's two things you never talk about in a bar. Once you get that frontal lobe area of your brain pretty well numbed with alcohol, you know, it starts fistfights. They said that there's two things you don't talk about, politics and religion. Well, for one very simple reason, because there's never a clear-cut yes or no, black or white. There's no answer there, per se. And you can carry this on to the nth degree and discuss all kinds of philosophy and do all that other stuff. But politics is one thing. Politics, in my book of definition, is what they do when they don't pay attention to the Constitution. There's where your politicking comes in. And for me, I do not want to upset people that are of a strong faith, and I don't want to upset the people that have got no faith. You know, that's between them and their maker, and there it is. I don't know any other way to put it.
But isn't that the point, faith? How do you prove or disprove faith?
You don't. And what I have, in my years on the face of this planet, what I've seen is we have a major problem in our emotional state, being human beings, is that we don't like mysteries. We like everything ordered and everything settled and everything properly marked and put away, you know, for easy reference and convenience. And I've seen a whole lot of blank filling. When you can't come up with a rational explanation for something, there's somebody that's going to fill that void with their opinion or whatever else. And I find that disturbing, that people that are seeking. I've had many conversations. Hello, Carol Asher, are you listening today? I've had many conversations with her about spirituality and the referenced religions and so on and so forth. And, you know, this is something that's tailored for an individual. You can either adhere to strictly or adhere to in principle, or you can acknowledge, or you can do a bunch of different stuff. But I have a tendency not to shy away, but specifically not talk about that. And evidently, it peeves some people off. My last Friday show, a guy from Canada emailed me and said, you know, thanks for getting rid of the Bible thumper. Well, I understood what he had meant. I didn't like the way it was put. Because if you've got a belief in the Bible and the way that's laid out, and you call him a Bible thumper, it's kind of a back way of, you know, insulting them. And I don't like doing that either. So I just want people to understand that I've got a faith and a spirituality, but it's not up for discussion or examination. And I told this guy, you know, he's quoting Bible scripture, and I am not a preacher, and I can't get behind a pulpit and rattle this stuff off. I've seen preachers, man, they got the entire Bible memorized. I mean, memorized. And then
may I interject something?
No.
Wouldn't you have the Bible? Wouldn't you have the Bible memorized if you were making a huge income from it?
Well, it'd be kind of embarrassing if I didn't.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, it really would. But the point of this, and I've drugged this out too long as it is, but the point of this is there is a natural order of things, and because we don't see it and recognize it for what it is, because it goes against a sanctioned belief or whatever the case may be, and that's why I brought out the story about the lions. You know, I mean, it is, for some people that are... It's an emotional, devastating thing to watch a creature kill another creature, you know? But it's also, if we were a pride of lions, are we going to sit around and consider the human point of view? The only thing they look at us as being is an intrusion and or lunch. You know, that's what they are. But they are not without merit as a species because they bond with each other, even though they growl a lot and snap and sometimes bite each other. They'll bring blood on each other. But let one of their own get in trouble and watch what happens. Watch what happens with a pride. They'll come to the rescue. Or if a little lion cub is in distress and it starts to give out that call, you'll have daddy lion and mommy lion and everybody showing up to try to rescue. So just because we can't think in their sphere, you know, it's neither good nor bad for them. It is the way it is, you know, minus our interpretation or whatever we want to, you know, assign value to. You know, it's just, so forgive me, folks, if people out there think I don't thump on the Bible enough, or my choosing not to thump on the Bible, you know, either way. You know, if you have difficulty with that, I'm sorry. But there are enough people that can speak on the Bible and faith and all that other stuff. I prefer to look at this as being a spiritual journey that doesn't end until the day you die, and then what happens afterwards? Well, we're all going to find out, aren't we? We're all going to find out. You know, when I was in Catholic school, there were several things that, you know, kind of perplexed me. You know, I was taught that there was a heaven and there was a hell. But leave it to the Catholics. Now, the Catholics come up with something very interesting. If you're not good enough to go to heaven and you're not bad enough to go to hell, well, we'll just slide you right into purgatory, cook you for a period of time, and then release you to heaven. I always thought that was kind of odd. You know, so and people have heard me say this. You know, when I die and I have to go to hell, I would only ask the good Lord one thing. Place me outside the gates of hell so I can kick my enemy's ass as they enter hell. Just, you know, just that one little thing. Yeah. But I hope I just wanted to address that, and it's not even easy to talk about without ticking somebody off. So there it is. That was on my mind this weekend. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Oh, that's deep thought right there.
Well, and
you know, I have to measure it with the old lion to an old man trying to sire a child. Is that really what we want for society? And I think the natural laws is the same for the pride of lions. Is that, do you want the oldest ones to sire as they become weaker?
No. And what happens is there is a stronger breed line and a stronger species by the strong eliminating the weak, whether due to age or size or whatever the case may be. It assures the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. So, you know, we don't do things like that. You know, we're not out there in caveman days, you know, out clubbing the women and dragging them into the cave by their hair. You know, we're not out there killing bison or whatever to feed the family. You know, I mean, we have, as a species, progressed, but in what direction? My take on this is we've got one heck of a long way to go for a greater understanding not only of ourselves, not only of the planet we live on, but the universe we're a part of, which is so immense that when you look at it from that aspect, man, the only term I can come up with is insignificant. Is the universe going to change if the human species and the entire planet Earth is wiped out? No, it'll keep going, as it always has.
I think we're civilized everywhere but behind closed doors. So we appear to be civilized.
Well, unless you're a cultural Marxist, and that might change things. You know, I was thinking about this the past week, as a matter of fact. The people that are demonstrating and rioting and burning and looting and doing all that other stuff because of the election of Donald Trump. You know, these are the people that said that, you know, oh, Trump is hateful. So what are they displaying? Are they displaying love? You know, do I have prayer ins? Am I looking at prayer ins for those misguided people that voted for Donald Trump? You know, it was a natural course politically in this country, at least, for something like Donald Trump to happen. His name happens to be Donald Trump, but it could have been anybody else by any other name. But it had to happen. You know, we were going down this Marxist path, and even Obama said just recently that, well, if he's got any, he disagrees with any of Trump's policies, he's going to speak out. Why? He was doing his little last whistle stop tour abroad as the president of the United States, basically telling all these world leaders and whoever to listen to him that, well, he had a high approval rating and his policies were really good. And, you know, I put in 8 years, and he was talking about his legacy. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, holy mackerel, dude, the best thing you can do when you leave office, just shut up, please.
And hide.
Well, and hide. You know, I know he's not as crooked as Hillary is because he's not leaving the White House with hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't think he's stealing the furniture. I think they nailed and screwed and glued everything down since Hillary was in there. I'm not sure. But, hey, you know, we got what we got. And this is a little perplexing for me to watch the process of nominees for this, that, and the other. And the press is absolutely having a field day on this one, with all their speculation, and they're politicizing everything again. And the thought struck me today, Ron. The thought struck me. Donald Trump has been bringing in people that he ran against, like Mitt Romney, that were not very nice at all. But he's brought him in. He's brought other people in that were critical of Donald Trump. And the message that's going out, he's being more inclusive. But what if the real game plan here is, okay, now we see what the objections are on both sides. You know, my duty as being president is to follow the Constitution. So all you warring parties, I got an idea. President Trump's going to bring out the rule book called the Constitution. Am I dreaming?
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back. I want to do this as a setup for what I want to talk about, the balance of this hour. And it's the fake news out there. And, of course, that's the mainstream talking about the alternative media. An Associated Press reporter admits faking news stories for Hillary Clinton. And a stunning admission reveals how AP prints whatever the Clintons wanted, facts be damned. And this involves, in the case that she had any doubt whatsoever about the total dishonesty of the Associated Press, which pushes the pro-pharma vaccine propaganda, Monsanto's quack science talking points. This was an email, and this was verified, by the way. It's got a DKIM key, which is an authentication code for emails, and that was checked out, and these were found to be, in fact, real emails. In case you had any doubt whatsoever about the total dishonesty about the Associated Press as it pushes whatever it wants, this email involving AP reporter Eric Tucker and the Clinton operatives David Kendall and Cheryl Mills. And again, the authenticity, I'll get the mouth working today. Come on, John, the weekend's over. The authenticity of this email is already confirmed. And this was from Cheryl Mills to Mr. Kendall. The subject was "Hi again" from AP, an inquiry about the thumb drive. Now, she just simply wrote, "It's getting out." Well, Kendall emailed back, and there, I don't want to go through all the emails, but this one says, "Hi, David. We've been told and we're preparing to report that the FBI has taken possession of the thumb drive that was once in your possession. This is what we've been informed, and we wanted to see whether there was any sort of comment that would be provided. If you wanted us to steer away and say that we are misinformed, then I would gladly accept that as well." Now, this is the writer for AP, this Eric character. "But we have solid reason to believe this. We'd welcome any comment that you have to offer. Thank you very much." Now, this Associated Press reporter says he knows it's true, but will gladly print that it's false. Now, what's truly astonishing in this email is how an AP reporter, Eric Tucker, says he'll gladly lie to cover for the Clintons. In plain English, he explains that he has solid reason to believe the report about the thumb drive, but he would gladly publish a false narrative via the Associated Press, and he even suggested what that false narrative should be. "If you wanted to steer us away and say that we were misinformed, then he would gladly accept that as well." In other words, he's just not corrupt, dishonest, and fraudulent as a journalist. He's also suggesting the false narrative the Clintons should use. Now, this is the exact same way the AP talks to the CDC about vaccines and measles. Essentially, the Associated Press reporters say, "We are a total media whores. We'll bend over and grab our ankles while you shove a fake story down your throat." By the way, you can do that standing up. "Of our readers who foolishly think we're a credible news organization." That's a quote. Now, you got to love Eric for this. The guy takes the prize for finally spelling out in black and white what we all have all known for years, that the AP is a total joke when it comes to real journalism. And note carefully that the AP won't even fire Tucker for this admission. He'll probably get a prize of some sort, or probably get nominated for, you know, I don't know, a Peace Prize or something. Now, how many other Associated prostitutes have deliberately lied to cover up Clinton crimes? Well, it all brings to mind the obvious question. How many other Associated prostitutes deliberately lied to cover up Clinton crimes? And just what percentage of AP stories about the Clinton scandals are actually fake news pretending to be credible journalism? Yeah, who knows? It could be as high as 99%, it could be 79%, it could be 100%. Who knows? Because it's fake. Now, it's just not the AP either. It's the same story at every mainstream news organizations across America. They're all liars and crooks, and they're all working for the Hillary Clinton camp, or not necessarily just Hillary Clinton, but an idea, a philosophy, or an agenda. You know, it's funny, in this country, we're still not assigning new terms. You know, I think the conspiracy, probably the CIA cooked this one up as well. They cooked up the theory, the conspiracy theory thing. But now let's replace that with just all these alt media people are just fake news. Just to discredit and discount. If you can't shame them and you can't make them go away by calling them names, just call them irrelevant. Well, I want to get into that a little bit more today, folks, about the alternative media and what it's actually done. Whoa. A hell of a lot more for you than mainstream media. When's the last time you heard them talking about vaccines or chemtrails or dangerous drugs that the CDC approved?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, they call it Storm of Monday, but Tuesday sure doesn't fail.
And now on the keyboards today, Danny Boy. How long you been playing piano, organ? 3 years? Mikey is off recuperating from three breaks, it turns out, in his ankle. Fat kid fell on him. He should be back tomorrow. Sam is filling in for him, and Sam is usually the board op on the weekends. So you had to love that song because it's got the organ in there and the Leslie going and all that, man. It's, yeah, I figured you'd appreciate that. Mr. Trump has been in his country club interviewing everybody. And including the mainstream media. Now, these meetings are off the record. President-elect Trump meets with media executives off the record. And it would appear that the greatest media concern is President-elect Trump's ability to communicate directly to the U.S. electorate without needing the filter of corporate media. Now, this potential new media irrelevance seems to lie at the heart of the MSN current angst. Now, interestingly, Trump is meeting with several executives and media personalities in Trump Tower for the off-record discussion. I correct myself, not at his country club, at Trump Tower. And the meeting involved Conway and a representative from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox News, and NBC's cable news channel, MSNBC, is included in the NBC invitation, so he didn't miss anybody. Now, some of the top network anchors are traveling or on vacation this week, but others will be in attendance. Several executives from the network will also be there. Another source said ABC News president James Goldstone and anchors George Stephanopoulos, David Muir, and Martha Raddatz are expected to attend. And there is much for the group to talk about. Trump has a long-standing relationship with many of the TV news businesses, but he also waged an anti-media crusade during his campaign for president. Now, there are many looming questions about whether Trump will provide the same level of press access and the past presidents have permitted, like a traveling press pool and a regular news conference. And as I said before, during the last Depression, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, by radio, did, I think they were half-hour fireside chats. And he went directly to the American people. And I would highly suggest that Trump do the same thing. You know, by the time you get through filtering them through the prostitutes and the, what's the other pool of whores that we have? Oh, yeah, that's right, Congress assembled. it can get distorted and arguments ensue. And pretty soon you're talking about something that has absolutely nothing to do with anything. And it's a byline of their own muck, let's just say. Well, John Rappaport, I like this guy because he's a clear thinker. And the major media, I mean, it just absolutely crashed and burned. I don't know if you were flipping channels and watching, Ron, the night of the election.
Yeah.
You were?
Yes, I was.
And I'll tell you what. Oh, some of the funniest ones was on CNN. The Young Turks. there was another group. It was like, oh, my God, when he started to realize that Donald Trump got elected. And I guess there was this thing out in Hollywood. I didn't catch the name of it, but evidently they were up there doing comedy skits about Donald Trump. And in ever since the ratings have been watching these presentations, man, their listenership or their viewership took a real nosedive. For whatever reasons, people have had enough. I don't know. There were a lot of deplorables out there that voted for Mr. Trump, but what they were really voting for was a change, and not the hope and change that Mr. Obama was carrying around in his little Marxist bucket, as Hillary would have picked up and carried as well. But this was not so much an election as it was a selection or the omission of something that they were really tired of. Now, they need a scapegoat. They kept telling the American people Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, and in every way they could think of, they told the American people this was a good idea. Then on election night, they, being the media, just crashed and burned. The results came in. The media went into deep shock. Now, as protests and riots then spread across America, and that's their way of showing how loving they are, by the way, the media neglected to mention that, A, they'd been bashing Trump because he said he might not accept the outcome of a vote, and, B, here were large numbers of people on the Democrat side who weren't accepting the outcome of the vote, and a new campaign had to be launched. Suddenly, on cue, it was Hillary Clinton lost. Oh, here's the reason. Because of fake news about her being spread around during the campaign. fake news sites. That was the reason. Now, these fake sites had to be punished somehow. They had to be defamed, blocked, censored. Watch what take a look at what Twitter's doing. Take a look at what Google's doing. You know, we'll get around to that as well. Now, here's an excerpt from the list of fake news sites suggested by one professor. And I covered this last week. The list is circulating widely on the web. Project Veritas. See, those were the people that went undercover for a year into the Clinton campaigns and overturned how they were sending in disruptors and how they were bussing people in and doing all this other stuff. Of course, that was just fake, wasn't it? InfoWars, Breitbart, Coast to Coast, AM, Natural News, Zero Hedge, The Daily Sheeple, Activist Post, 21st Century Wire. Now, even though that we're not a news organization, we're a talk radio network, a lot of the stuff that we do comes from people like Zero Hedge and Natural News and The Activist Post and 21st Century Wire. See, we don't take stuff and make it look like it's our own. We provide the links or the entire story so you know exactly where it came from. Now, question is, free speech? Bill of Rights? Never heard of it. Now, Obama puts in his 2 cents. He said, and I'm quoting the president, because in an age where there's so much active misinformation and it's packaged very well and it looks the same when you see it on Facebook page or you turn on your television, if everything seems to be the same and no distinctions are made, then we know what to protect. What? Well, what did he mean? We won't know what to protect. Meaning what to favor, what to promote, what to lie about? Meaning only some free speech for some and none for the others? Now, Mr. Obama, or should I call him Barry Sartorio, and yes, we will be taking an inventory of the White House furniture, is way behind the curve, way, way behind the curve. Thousands of websites and blogs have been exposing major media as fake for years. Rappaport said, I started NoMoreFakeNews.com in 2001. This network was started because we knew what was coming out of the mainstream media was predetermined, prepackaged, predigested for a presentation. We knew that. It's why this network is in existence. Now, if Google, Facebook, and Twitter keep expanding their censorship of disfavored messages, they're going to pay a price. More and more users will go elsewhere. Now, the facade of this major media is getting thinner, and you can see a glow of rage and resentment behind it. They're desperately looking for revenge on the millions and millions of people who are deserting them and laughing at them. And I mean literally. They presume too much. They presume they had us in the palm of their hand, and that somehow we were their property. We were transfixed by their authority. And all of that is going away. Bye-bye. The big shift is accelerating. Independent media are in ascendance. Understand that. Recognize it. And the impossible is happening. Fake news sites? Please. The major media are the biggest fakes in the world. It's the biggest fakes the world have ever seen. Their anchors and their star reporters are bloviating cranks. They're dinner theater actors, at best. And over the years, I've talked to some of them. I've warned them of their coming troubles. They were miles away from believing him, or believing us. Now they're starting to sweat blood. Major media news for America is still basically manufactured in New York and Washington, plus the occasional outburst from the Hollywood creatures, who bemoan the decline of inclusive liberalism as they expand their gun-toting security staffs and dig deep bunkers. The New York-Washington axis exists in a self-serving bubble, which has now taken serious punctures. The delusional attacks against fake sites underlines how out of touch these elites are with the rest of the country. And elites, that suggests that somehow that they're above. They're trash. They're just paid whores. I have more respect for a street corner hooker, Ron, than I do for these phony, fake news people, because when you're dealing with a hooker, It's just a matter of what service and what price. You know what you're paying for, okay? But people didn't know what they were getting through this mainstream stuff. Now they're starting to get it. They're starting to understand. Now, when the people now had the tech giants were growing up, they were heralding the internet as a new era of free information exchange. But now they find themselves working with the government in a surveillance state. They're fronting for censorship. And in fact, they're showing that they were never for freedom. That was, they were posers all along. They were, from the very beginning, agents of repression. And they can try to stop independent media now, but they will fail. Fake websites? What about the fake companies? What about Google, Facebook, Twitter? Behind their happy, happy messages, they were built to propagandize, profile, and control. You know, I still, every once in a while, I have Facebook, but I hardly ever post anything on it. And there's good reason. I don't want to get involved in all that stuff. You know, if people in this country will, on one hand, complain about the intrusiveness of the government digging their information, and on the other hand, they'll put up everything about themselves personally for everybody to look at. I never understood that. But at any rate. Now, understand this. Major media have a rock-bottom article of faith. It is that they own the news, and they can't give it up. They'll never give it up. It fuels everything that they do. It's the substance and core of their attitude. And as their ship goes down below the waves, they'll be chanting it. We own the news. Well, I'm going to throw you any life preservers. But they don't. In truth, they never did. And for a time, they managed to sell that delusion to the people. And that time is drawing to a close. The elite political class and their media minions fear more from the independent news countering their own fake news for obvious reasons. Every civilization down through history has had its own monopolistic media, its central broadcasting system, if you will, its controlled outlet. But now, the one has become many. That is the threat. The rapid proliferation of the many is an unpredictable X factor. The population is waking up to a decentralized media instead of the hypnotic attachment to one basic information source, the habit of a lifetime, if you will. The public is learning to handle multiple sources. Therefore, the hypnotic spell is being broken and dissolved. And this is the basic problem for the elites. How can they reinstate the trance? Well, by trying to censor the internet, by creating a sudden war or other disaster, briefly unifying the country. Remember what Hillary's thing was all about? Stronger together? Well, that means you had to cross over with them to give them a big wet kiss and hold their hand, and then somehow we would be stronger together. No, but what Hillary never understood and never got, she had an indication of it, is the American people were tired of you and people like you. Ms. Clinton, your hubby that occupied the White House for 8 years, Barack Obama that occupied it, the Bushes, they're no better. So on it goes. But censor the internet? What are they willing to do here? Now, they can try to distract you again, but these are not permanent solutions, particularly since more and more people understand such maneuvers and their true aims. Awake, ladies and gentlemen, is just that, awake. Putting the genie back in the bottle, particularly when major media denizens aren't very bright, as evidenced by their latest fake news scam, is on the order of trying to perform a piece of stage magic after the audience has already learned how it's done. Now, of course, the media clowns will try, and in the process, they'll further expose themselves and actually assist in the awakening. So, folks, you know, this thing is not over by a long shot. The need for this network is just not was countering Hillary Clinton or the Bush Bowl stuff, or, you know, we have a long way to go to settle political arguments in this country. And Ron, forgive me for saying this, but that, and I hope that oh God, let me walk out on this conspiracy limb here. I'm hoping that what Donald Trump is now doing is bringing in people from every stripe and every position. And then there are things that he is going to center on, and that's what they agree on the most. Well, let's you know, dialogue to a consensus there. And then the rest of it, if I was the president of the United States, I would just start handing out little pocket constitutions saying, okay, everybody needs to familiarize themselves with this constitution. Ron, this is what's been taken out of academia for our school children, our soon-to-be let-loose-on-the-world adults in colleges. You know, any reference? I mean, look what they've done with taking down statues all over the place of the people that were involved in the war between the states. The issue of slavery. Do you think all slave owners were in the South? No, the people that were the slave traders, guess where they lived? They lived in the North. Preempted you, didn't I, Steve in California? You've got to jump on me. I was going to read your email. We're going to let you do it when we get back from this break. Boy, what a perfect tie-in that was. And I didn't ask him to call in. All right, let's take the break. We'll be back in three.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Didn't have to wait long. Donald Trump's media summit was, as the New York Post put it, an effing firing squad. Wow. Do you know, I did not realize this. Do you know The Apprentice was on for 14 years?
No way.
That's what was reported, and I went, wait a minute here. It started in 2002. I never saw one stupid episode of it.
Me either.
Who was watching that anyhow? I don't know. Donald Trump scolded media big shots during the off-the-record Trump Tower sit-down on Monday, sources told Post. It was like an effing firing squad, one source said of the encounter. Trump started with CNN chief Jeff Zucker and said, I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar, and you should be ashamed. The meeting was a total disaster, as the New York Post puts it. The TV execs and anchors went in there thinking they would be discussing the access they would get to the Trump administration, but instead, they got a Trump-style dressing down. A second source confirmed the fireworks. The meeting took place in a big boardroom, and there were about 30 or 40 people, including the big news anchors from all the networks, except the ones, of course, that were on vacation this week. My edition. Trump kept saying, we're in a room of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong. He addressed everyone in the room, calling the media dishonest, deceitful liars, and as I said, called out Jeff Zucker by name and said everyone at CNN was a liar, and that CNN was a network of liars. Now, Trump didn't say that NBC reporter Katie Turr by name, but talked about it an NBC female correspondent who got it wrong. And then he referred to a horrible network correspondent who cried when Hillary lost, who hosted a debate, which was Martha Raddatz, who was also in the room. The stunned reporters tried to get a word in edgewise to discuss access to the Trump administration. A little bit more on this in the next hour. And as I said, folks, we still got whores in Congress. We know the media a bunch of prostitutes. And again, I hope Donald Trump does fireside chats at least once a month to keep us up to speed and correct the errors that the media that we know will misreport. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. Hey, Ron. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, you were talking about government surveillance, and I did a little research over the last couple of days over the weekend, and talking about search engines and how to get away from Google search and stop using that one. I found one that seems to be pretty reliable that does not track your searches and leave cookies behind, and government doesn't really care for it, but it's called DuckDuckGo.com.
Duck?
DuckDuckGo.com. Just let you know about that.
Oh,
so you can ditch the Google searches.
DuckDuckGo.com.
Yeah.
Why such a silly name? I would have come up with something.
You know, it's probably the way you remember it. I don't know. I did remember it, so it's DuckDuckGo.com.
You want to reference your email that you sent to me?
Which one?
Dismantling Civil War statutes?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's quite bothersome. You agree that most people don't know what the Civil War was even about.
That's true.
And Ron has talked about this before, but it's always about the money. Remember that line, it's always about the money. And of course, somehow along the way, the academia has taught us this big huge lie of it's all about slavery, and it's not.
So. No, it was about states' rights and what they've been doing here, and especially on in Austin, I call that the little Moscow on the Colorado. And it's kind of, I got to update that because apparently Russia under Putin is now freer than we are in this country. But needless to say, big Texas University down here, oh boy, they wanted to remove, and I think they have, all the Civil War statutes. Hang on a second, Steve. I got to take top of the hour break. Hang on, folks. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Blah, blah.
Would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away,
and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 60-